Have a glorious time in the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm just going to invite us to turn our Bibles to Psalms 46. You can all sit where you are. Don't worry to stand. I'm also going to be reading first before we get to Psalm 46. You can just mark that in your Bible in Hebrews chapter 4. Hallelujah. We're going to be talking today God's help in the time of trouble. Hallelujah. I want us to understand that as God people, or God's people, we are not immune to difficulties in time of trouble. But we can look to God, for He is the answer to our troubles and our source of strength. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16 said, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Amen. And the psalmist said, God is a refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. That means when trouble shows up, God is right there. But we have to believe, and we have to come boldly before Him. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountain be carried into the midst of the sea. That means our troubles go with us wherever we go. And we think there's a calm and we are on the pinnacle of our everyday business. But trouble follows us as a child of God. It shows up even when we do not invite it. Though the waters thereof roar and are be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, there is a river, a stream whereof shall make glad the city of God, and the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen rage, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. Now was, or will be. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolation he had made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bows. He cut up the spear asunder. He burned the chariots of fire in fire. Be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. For the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. What it's actually saying to us is that God is with us regardless of circumstances. Amen. Trouble is something that time and chances allow to visit every person. According to the dictionary, trouble is distress, worry, and difficulties. It takes on many forms and can appear in years of personal relationships, finances, politics, legal matters, or even physical condition that we all face in the course of life. Trouble just seems to show up anytime it feels like, and it dwells among us. As long as we are on planet Earth and we are called human beings, in these days in crisis, trouble is always around us. If all these matters can at times cause us great concern, and from concern comes stress. But the greatest cause of trouble and concern has to do with sin and its effect on man's relationship with God. There's a place of refuge from the storm and troubles in our life. As David said in Psalms 27 and verse 5, "For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of the tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up on a rock." God will put you in a place where there is protection and shield. He never say you're not going to go through it, but he is there and he's a present help. In our Bible today, we study that we will once again view God as the one who is the refuge and strength in life. God is the source for present help. His power sustains us regardless of situation or circumstances that we may face. And we will face them. Our Lord is a security against storm, but he is the perfect security in every storm. So he will be there as our security in storm. Hallelujah. I don't know why he allows a storm. We'll never know why he allows a storm. But he is there in the midst of our crisis to let you know you're not going through it by yourself. You're not alone. I'm with you. I am your security guard. Don't worry, because I'm here to protect you. And that's what we need to do. And put stress aside and just lean on the everlasting arms. There is an expression of confidence in God. As Psalms 46 verse 1 will tell us, the psalmist knew what was to experience in time of trouble and where the presence of the Lord is. He said, God is our refuge and God is our strength. Without any apology, God shows up every day that we wake up. He's there. We don't have to ask if he's there. He's there. As you can see the sunshine, so is the presence of God in our midst. Trouble brings frustration and anxiety that often clouds one's spiritual understanding and the outlook of life. And so we wake up in the morning, and even though we pray and ask God to protect us, but we look through the window, trouble is right there. And we tend to sense something's going to happen. And instead of looking out and say, God, I thank you for being my bodyguard today. Well, you are my protection. We tend to focus more on the clouds of stress and cares that is around us. It is a painful enough when we bring our own trouble on ourselves. But the most difficult trouble that we face and realities in life is when trouble that we did not invite show up on our doorstep. It is very painful. You have to ask question, God, why me? You know, I've seen many people that I would have thought that trouble would be with them, you know. But we start to ask, Lord, I come to church every day. I worship you. I praise you. I call on your name. But trouble seems to follow me. But the devil would not really bombard or follow his own, because, you know, the devil know who is belonging to him. So he goes after the child of God. And if you're a child of God, you have to understand that the devil always shows up. He shows up before Christ after he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And he figured more or less then he could manipulate his way. But we have to know that God, as a child of God, we have to have a word for the evil one. Many innocent people have struggled through pressure over which they had no control. Without God in such a time, there is no place to turn to, no hope or peace in the midst of a storm. But with God, we have an anchor that holds. The song said, steadfast and sure as the billows roll, fastened to the rock, we shall not be moved, grounded firm and deep in our Savior's love. So we have to understand how true it is that God is our refuge and he is our strength. David declared in Psalms 142 and verse 5, he said, I cry unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Even Moses stated in Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verse 37, Moses, he understood that the eternal God is his refuge, and he understand that underneath are us, are his everlasting arms. And the Lord promised to uphold us in strength if we but look to him. We can depend on God to place a shelter and safety for us in time of trouble. He will come to our defense because he's right by our side. Hallelujah. Have you ever gone through some stuff and, you know, some things and then, you know, you wonder, how could you escape? It has to be the Lord. But he is with us. He is by us. And he's upholding us. His arms is underneath us. So if we fall, we can't fall much farther than into his arms. So we just need to lean on him and trust him more. The Bible tells us that God is our present help. What a comfort it is to know that God will be our present help. And in the ages when so many things are instant, you know, and for banking transaction, for making coffee, for going through the drive-thru, everything is instant these days. You just pour some hot water and it's ready. Hallelujah. It is exciting to know that God in heaven hear us when we cry and become a source of instant companions to us. He's more instant because you're going to have to hot that water and pour it in whatever, the coffee or whatever it is. But before we can hot the water, God is there. Before we can kindle the fire to light the stove, God is right there. We don't even have to blink once to know that God is there. It is a comfort to know that he is waiting for his people to ask for which or for that which we need of. He's right there to seek him with our whole heart and to knock, and for his attention is right there. Matthew 7 verse 7 stated that he should knock and he shall be opened unto us. Luke 9:11-9 also stated that Jesus declared, and in all things, whatsoever ye ask with prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Matthew 21, verse 22. God is right there. He's there for us. And he is a present help. Life trouble can devastate us, even the people of God who we say we are. Sometimes we go through, you know, the loss of our loved ones, you know, and we can't seem to understand why we are going through difficulties. But we are not prone, or we are not protected against these things. We have to understand as Christian, these are the things that happens to God's children. Satan seems to want to rob us from the things that are dear to us, the people that we love. Satan's want to put his hand on our lives, on our finances, on our children, on our family, because we are not his people. If we can be real to ourselves and just be honest, we would know that after leaving the protection and the security of the devil, he's going to come after you. Like the children of Israel after they left Egypt. The devil soon find out that, oh my God, who's going to work for me now? Who's going to do my work? There's a lot to be done. So he's going to come after you because he wants you as his servant. He wants you as his slaves. So we have to understand that when we walk away from the devil and we see Christ, Satan is not pleased. God will hear us. God will protect us. We will not fear. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 18. Let us know that we should not fear. To fear is to be afraid, of to have a feeling of danger or dread. Fear is unpleasant and nagging, and no one desires to live with fear. But God's word encourages us that we should live our faith so that we will not fear. Trouble, as we stated, bring anxiety. Anxiety brings uncertainty. Uncertainty brings fear. But as the scripture confirmed, God does not want us to serve him in fear. That he would grant us, according to Luke 1, in verse 74, we want God to grant us that we might be delivered out of the hands of our enemies, that we might serve him without fear. In holiness and righteousness, we should come before him all the days of our life. Christians, we should understand that we need God on our side to protect us, to shield us. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 said, "For God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." What an answer, or an awesome privilege to be a child of God. The peace of God is available if we will only ask. Even in the midst of storms, of trouble and problem, we as Christians can enjoy a calm in the upside-down world that we live in. And we can be satisfied, or have a satisfied soul, when trouble seems to surround us in our every side. It's here, there, and everywhere. The comforting word of the Lord, as Psalms 46 and 2 declare, "Therefore we will not fear." Fear will cause us to go to bed without dinner. You know, I remember once in my life I was going home from church one night, and I thought I'd seen a ghost, so I wasn't going to pass. And I stood there for maybe 15, 20 minutes, and something speak to my spirit and said, "If you have the Holy Ghost, why are you afraid?" And I just bowled myself, and I started to walk. I realized it was only the leaf of a banana tree that was moving, and I would have stayed there waiting for someone to come walk with me. But I have to understand that fear will cause us great pain, sleepless night. But God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and sound mind. Hallelujah. Now I walk through the cemetery alone, through the graveyard. You can't stop me because I'm going with Jesus. And he's with me. He's my protection. He's my shield. He's my defense. So you can always depend on the Lord. There's a secret of confidence in God. Psalms 46 and verse 4 said, "There is a river, the stream whereof shall make the city glad. The holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. Amen. Throughout all human history, rivers have been a direct source of life. They use river for commerce and prosperity. Many major cities in this world have been built near great rivers. We saw this past winter what happened in Louisiana, St. Louis, along the riverbed. Many people lost their farm. Many people lost their home because they were too close to the river. And so it is. Many communities are built much close to the water because of its industrial and commercial use to traffic their goods. Though the ships that travel the waterway for economic life came, communities built up around these great rivers. People just want to see what's going on. People built their, just like a road, people like the view from their house, that they can see the cars, the traffic going by. And so they build close to this. But we're talking about a river here, and it's a river of life, peace, strength, and joy. The rivers are themselves source of life. There are many types of life in the river. Of course, there are the obvious life forms like fish and other animal life. But in addition to that, fish that are living in the river, scientists also have discovered many forms of plant life which live. The other day I was watching National Geographic and I saw what's happening in the bottom of the ocean floor. There is a different world that is there. You know, I've seen the grass that grows there, the reefs that's there. And it's like a different form of life than the one that we are exposed to. Rivers symbolize spiritual life in at least maybe two ways. It reminds us of the great creator of all, our living God who created them by his word. Number two, they are a symbol of spiritual flowing rivers of God's spirit and remind us to be of the abundance of life and spiritual cleansing available to him. St. John chapter 7, verse 38 to 39, it tells us of Jesus said on the last day of the feast, if any man thirsts, let him come and drink of me, and there shall be a river. Hallelujah, that spring up in us, a river that never run dry. To us as believers, the Holy Ghost is like a drink of cold water in these hot days. I don't know if you have been experienced in the heat of these days. All you need is just a tip of water, and when you get a cool drink of water, it quenches our thirst. So it is the Holy Ghost to us. And the Holy Ghost comes as God's way of refreshing us, quenching our spiritual thirst, and giving us a flow of life. His refreshing presence gives us both help in time of need and strength for life journey. How many times as a Christian gone, you know, to the secret place of the Most High, we went down in prayer. And when we started to pray, it's like a river that started to flow. And we reached a portion where we are refreshed and we are renewed. And we are enhanced, revived, resuscitated, rejuvenated. That's the spirit that God put within us as a river to replenish and to make us ready to serve. And it is a joy in serving the Lord. There is a river that God gave us. The church should be a place of continual refreshing and renewal for the weary pilgrims of life that travels along our way. In our trouble and in this world, it appears that stress seems to be the talk of the day. You ask everybody what's going on, and everyone has something to say about what's happening around us. But why don't we just throw up our hand and said, we've got a peace among us that surpasses all understanding. We've got a joy, and we got strength. We've got life refreshing from the river of life. Politically, we seem to think that our politician is not doing enough. But they can and will not do enough. We just have to trust God some more. Every time a church service begins, there should be a flowing river and spirit of life available to everyone that passes by. Everyone should come in to be refreshed, to be renewed. His spirit can make an eternal difference in our lives. But first we must, by faith, step out into that river. If we are going to be flowing, we cannot watch the river flow by. We must first step in and let the current take us along with it. There is a river of peace, a river of joy. But when we stepped out, we can't say the water is deep if you've never been in it. And you cannot, the force of the water cannot have its way in our life if we are just ankle deep, or we are just knee deep, or sometimes even waist deep. We cannot enjoy the force of the water until we are neck deep in the water. When we are out of control of ourselves, and God take control of us, then we are at His mercy. Then we realize that we can only rely on His protection, His guidance. But for everything, man seems to be in control. And when we're in control, we always forget God. But when we're there and water is carrying us and we are at His mercy, all we got to do is throw up our hand and say, help, Lord, we need You. And that's where God wants us to rely on Him for the source of our life, and not to rely on ourselves or the government or the institutions around us, but we need to rely on the Lord. Hallelujah. God is near us. Acts chapter 17, verse 27 and 28. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Hallelujah. What a comfort in time of trouble to know of a Savior is near. God, the people of Israel were probably encouraged by the holy place, or knowing that the holy place were there, and the tabernacle of the Most High. God was with them in their midst. Wherever they traveled throughout the wilderness, they were carried with the portable place where God would dwell. And they would know that God was with them. The tabernacle was with them. The presence of God lead them and abide with them. They have a cloud, a fire by night. A pillar of fire by night and a cloud by day. They follow God's presence. But you know, in spite of God being with us, He can't seem to be with us enough without us complaining. Because when we look at our neighbor, who's not living for God or if you're prospering, we wonder why the child of God is not in the same category as the man that is living for the devil. But we have to understand that we are not of this world. We are in this world. And if success is by what we are looking at, that the common man is enjoying, then we've lost the concept of where we are going. We have lost the concept of what we are working for. We're working for a life outside of this world. Jesus said, I will go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again to receive you unto myself. That where you are, where he is, there we will be. So if we are enjoying everything that the world is enjoying here, then we wouldn't be looking for the place that he has gone to prepare. But when we look and see that we do not possess most of the things that this world possesses or have to offer, then we understand that we seek for a city whose maker is God. Hallelujah. Like Job of old, we must determine that our spiritual status is not dependent on the things of life, but on the nearness of our relationship with the living God. In the midst of our struggle in this life, in knowing that God is near and he will help us and give us the confidence to face the darkness and uncertainty in our lives. Lord, I can't see my night's dinner, but I trust you. Lord, I don't see my mortgage, but I trust you. Lord, I can't see my bills to be paid, but I trust you. That's the certainty that we have, that we can trust in a God, even though we don't see things the way that we're looking at it. Hallelujah. Not one of us know what tomorrow holds for us. None of us know who's going to make it home alive. We don't know what we're going to be facing when we get out of here. But one thing we know, that whatever we face, whatever happens to us, we are in the hands of the Lord. We are secured in him. There's a peace and there's a place in God that we can find refuge and strength. He holds all of our tomorrow in his hand, and he will be near us, with us, through our sunshine and through our storms. God is a present help, and God is near us. With a child, there is anxiety and fright, but we feel security in the hands of our parents when they hold us or they're standing close to us. There is a peace with a child. Mommy or daddy of your guardian is right there. So they'll do the obvious things that is very daring, because mommy or daddy is right there. They will be in your arm and they'll be stretching and wanting to reach for things, because mommy and daddy is right there. They feel so protected. But as we grow old, we would even go to the hedge and deer look down, because we feel frightened. We feel so timid. You know, I was on the top of a 50-story building, and the glass was there, and I was able to go to the edge of the glass, and I would look down because I know the glass was there as my protection, and I wouldn't fall out. But remember, one day the windows were not in, and you wouldn't get me go 20 feet from the edge to look over, because I'm afraid something might happen, and then I'm going 50 feet way down. But we have to understand that when we are in the protection of the Lord, The Bible said we can go in and out and find pastors. God is always near us. God is our protection. He is our refuge. He is our strength. The God of Jacob is with us. Hallelujah. The God of Jacob, of Isaac, of Moses, of Abraham is with us. And he will protect us. Hallelujah. If he is with us, who shall we fear? When the wicked, even our enemies, come up against us, then we'll just smile, because God promised that they will stumble and they will fall. Hallelujah. The songwriter declared that Jesus is as close to us as the mention of his name. What a feeling to know that we are safe and we are secured in the presence of the Lord. In the midst of a tabernacle of our God, he's with his people. If we will just trust and believe, hallelujah, God will never leave us nor forsake us. He will be with us wherever we go. As he was with the children of Israel, we will reach our Canaan one day if we just trust in the Lord and be of good courage. We shall be renewed in strength. We should understand that God has made a covenant with his people to keep them and protect them. And we ought to know that we are the people of God. We are a child of a king. We are royalties. We are a holy nation. A peculiar people. We are different from the others. That's why they can't understand us. That's why they talk about us. That's why we ought to know who we are in God. So there is a peace, a confident. God is with us. He is a controller of our life. Hallelujah. He is a pleasant help in time of trouble. Don't go doubting. Don't go fearing. Just know that the God of Jacob is our refuge. He is our strength. And he is with us in our time of need. Let us stand and just lift our hands to the Lord. Express our thanks and gratitude to him for who he is in our life. I'm glad to know that Jesus is. Hallelujah. We sung earlier in this song, Jesus, I love you. Not because I've always been faithful. Not because I've always been good. But he'll always be with us, because he promised that the only good in us is through him. Hallelujah. He is to us more than we are to him. I trust him today. I love him. Just wave our hands to him and love him. Hallelujah. Just worship him as we are. Hallelujah. He is my fortress. He is my strong tower. In him will I put my trust. Oh, the God of Jacob, we love you today, Lord. We bless your holy name. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we adore you. Oh, we glorify you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. Lord, we can't see why we're going through what we're going through. But Lord, you know what's on the other side. So I thank you, Lord, for my struggles.
I thank you, Lord, for my hang-ups and my hook-ups, Lord. I thank you for them, Lord, because they allow me to call upon your name. They allow me, Lord, to seek you, and I'll find you. Lord, I thank you for my problems. Lord, because if I didn't know that I have a problem, I would know that you can solve them. Lord, I pray, oh God, and I trust, Lord, that you will come to us, Lord. You will sustain us, Lord, and give us that peace in the midst of our storm. Lord, help us to realize that you're with us. Lord, I thank you today, Lord, that you have kept us, and we are so glad. Lord, I thank you. Lord, we bless your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together and be glad in him. Oh, he is with us today. Hallelujah. 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 Lord be with you. Lord bless and keep you. Shine his face upon you. Hallelujah. Greet someone and refresh yourself and be back for main service. God bless you. In Jesus' name.